It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on how to stop being a mushroom. You know mushrooms. You keep them in the dark, and you feed them manure. How are you being treated as a mushroom? Local governments continue to assess you special charges as though you were some form of unlimited ATM. Some of these charges may have been part of a measure on a public ballot, but frequently the full nature of the cost is not fully explained. I will cite you some example of these special charges, how they are billed, and at the end of the show, cite a specific step we can all do together to stop being mushrooms. Last week, my show was primarily based on the city's response to one person's request to the Sausalito City Council for information regarding her current and future real estate tax liability, particularly regarding the bond payments on the public safety buildings. In my opinion, the city did not do a great job responding to the individual's question. The question continued to haunt me, so I went to the county assessor's website and looked at my own real estate tax bill. The bill shows the basic real estate tax and then lists 16 additional items. In my case, the special assessments comprise 20% of the total bill, but I have heard from some people the percent is at or around 50%. So much for Prop 13. One special assessment on a Sausalito tax bill is the charge for the bond payments on the public safety buildings. I have a confession to make about these payments, but I will save discussion on these bonds until later. There are four separate sewer water special assessments on the bill from three or more entities. I was informed that the sewer charges increased substantially 4 years ago, due to the minor matter of the EPA threatening to shut operations down. When I asked when the charges would dramatically reduce, the person avoided the question and answered the charges would not go up. I repeated my question as to when the charges would go down and got the same answer. I have heard a rumor this charge could actually go up, but the person on the phone was apparently ignorant of this rumor or did not believe it. There is a special charge for mosquito spraying on the bill. Why this item is not part of the city budget, I have no idea. It is a relatively small charge, but it serves as another example of the local government tapping the taxpayer ATM. When the city slaps itself on the back for balancing the budget, restrain yourself from laughing out loud. So let's return to that special charge for the bond payments on the public safety buildings. Last week, I was pretty confident that the bonds were not subject to Prop 13 limitations. Charlie Francis, the finance guy at the city of Sausalito, has subsequently convinced me I was wrong. That's the good news. The bad news is that I compared the special bond structure for the public safety buildings to the standard level payment municipal bond structure and discovered we are paying a premium of $10 million for the city's creative approach to financing. That's right. All told, the city's approach to this bond financing will cost around $38 million by the year 2040, while a standard level payment municipal bond would have only cost $28 million over roughly the same term. The bond principal was only $15 million, so that extra $10 million, or an average $300,000 per year over the term of the loan, is huge in comparison. So, mea culpa for my minor Prop 13 era, but who is going to step forward and take the blame for the $10 million blooper on the bond financing? We should know who made the decision to spend $10 million of our money in order to keep the initial bond payments low. Talk about pushing things down the road. So what can you do? Why don't you join me in an anti-mushroom movement? I have submitted a format to the City Council for a 5-year projection of all costs to appear on the real estate tax bill and all government pension and health benefit costs for both the city employees and the Southern Marin Fire Department. So many of the expenses appearing on our tax bills no longer appear on the city's budget, and we taxpayers now need our own projections. The City Council may well respond that many of these items are outside the purview of the city and would require coordination with other authorities. They should be reminded of two things. First, the City Council was involved in moving many of these items off the city's back and onto ours. Sewer, bond payments, firefighter pensions, and benefits. They should also be reminded we are paying, thanks to the bond building ugly financing, an additional $300,000 per year for those bonds. And I think that deserves a simple report from the city. So call or email the city manager or a city council member. Tell them you are part of the anti-mushroom movement and you want your taxpayer projection. It's important that they hear from you. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.